We're conducting a thorough investigation into trying to track Maliki down. And the latest we have in terms of his whereabouts is at about 7 o'clock this morning. He was seen in Thornton Heath High Street. So we're very, very keen to trace him. And obviously, because of his medical condition, we're extremely concerned for his safety.
You say he was seen in the high street. What was he doing? Walking along the street?
He was seen on CCTV walking along the street going towards Thornton Heath British Rail Station. So we're very keen that anyone that saw him at that time or has seen him since should contact us.
Can we deduce from that then that he probably took himself away from his home?
Yes, we're satisfied through our CCTV inquiries that he's taken himself off as opposed to anything untoward. But clearly because of the medication that he's required to take 3 times a day, we're really worried for his safety. So we really, really want to find him as soon as possible.
Of course, you would have spoken to his family and I'd imagine they would have said that this is completely out of character.
It is. It's completely out of character for Maliki, and that's why we're so concerned and why we've got so many officers and staff engaged in this search to try and find him.
In your press release that I have in front of me, it says that you think he might be on public transport, even though he doesn't have his Oyster card or any cash on him. What leads you to think that?
Well, Maliki has an interest in trains, so there's always the potential, and particularly as he was seen in the area around Thornton Heath British Rail Station, that he has got on public transport. But we're not making any sort of supposition that he has done that, and we'd appeal to the public to let us know if they've seen him or know where he is.
And the state of his family, they must be very worried.
Yeah, the family are absolutely distraught. As I say, this is totally out of character. We're really concerned for his safety and we're doing everything we can to reassure the family that the police service is doing everything it can do to track him down.
He suffers from this condition, adrenal hyperplasia. How concerned are you for his health? I mean, you obviously believe that he can't go throughout the whole day without his medication.
No, absolutely not. We've sought specialist medical advice and we know that he has the potential to go into a coma if he doesn't have this medication. So I think that sort of heightens our concerns around tracking him down as soon as possible.
And can you tell us any more about this boy as a person? Bright, intelligent boy?
Very bright, intelligent boy. Loves his family, enjoys school, has a number of different friends that we're in contact with. So a very popular boy, and as I say, that's why we're really worried for him.
Would it be a step too far to ask you what theories you're working on as to why he might have left home?
Well, no, I think at the moment we don't know why he's left home. We are obviously exploring every avenue, but I think the priority here is that we track him down and make sure he's safe.
When was the last time his parents saw him?
So his parents were last seen in the early hours of this morning, and it's CCTV that has clarified that he went missing. And the last time we've seen him on CCTV is about 7 o'clock this morning.
And briefly, just tell us, give us a description of him for anybody that might see him.
So Maliki is 10 years old. He's a young black boy. He's wearing a blue coat with a fur hood. He's wearing a red long sleeve top with a picture of a meerkat playing drums on it and black jeans. And I would appeal for every member of the public or anyone that might have seen him to get in contact with us.